Today we're going to be beginning our Hebrew Reading Crash Course Part 2. We'll be following along a handout that we have given you that is 13 pages. It's from the book, Now That You Know Your Alphabet, Why Not Try Lecha Dodi, which is part of the Level 2 of the Hebrew Reading. And we're going to start on page 1 shortly. But there are some important new rules we have to teach you. Number one, all the vowels that we have been learning until now, there really are a total of 10 vowels. And the vowels must be divided up into two categories. One group is called the Tenua Gidola, the long vowel, and one is called the Tenua Ketana, the short vowel. The difference between the two is that a long vowel must always close the syllable of which it is at, while a letter with a short vowel must be closed by the letter that follows the letter with the short vowel. We will give examples of this shortly. But the long vowels are 5. The first is called the komatz, the one that goes aw. That's the tongue depressor. With the line beneath that that intersects it, it goes aw. The next one is the vav with a dot next to it, the shuruk, which is called oo. Following that is the dot with a yud afterwards, that's called a chirik mole, a complete e sound. Then we have the cholam, which is the o sound, where the dot is above to the left of the letter, or on top of a vav, and then the two letters beneath the word that go a, that's the tsera. So the 5 long vowels are o, u, e, o, a. Komatz, shuruk, chirik, mole, cholam, and tsera. These are long vowels, and the vowel itself, together with a letter, comprises a closed syllable. On the other hand, there are 5 short vowels. The 5 short vowels are the patach, that's the tongue depressor that goes ah. Then below the line, the 3 lines that go at an angle that makes the oo sound, but it's called a kubutz. Then we have the e sound without a yud, which is called a chirik chaser, a missing chirik, missing the yud. Then there's also a komatz, but this komatz is called komatz katan, the small komatz. For Ashkenazim, there's no real difference in how you pronounce it. For Sephardim, there will be differences between the komatz gadol and the komatz katan. This is the only 2 vowel that looks exactly like the other one. This is the only short vowel and long vowel that look identical, but one's called a komatz gadol, one's called a komatz katan. And then we have the segol, the 3 eggs in a basket that goes eh. So the short vowels are a, u, e, o, and e. You have to commit yourself to memorize these 2. And in the booklet that I gave you, if you look at pages 5 and 10, there's a review of those letters. It's very important to remember in Hebrew the definition of a syllable, which is not the same as a definition of a syllable in English. In Lashon HaKodesh, syllables follow rules, not sounds. A syllable in Hebrew is a letter or group of letters that contain 1 long or short vowel only. Only 1 long or 1 short vowel, but it could have 1 or more letters. Multiple sounds can combine to form single syllables. Okay. And based on our knowledge of the 2 types of vowels, the short and long vowels, that will make a difference as to how we will read those syllables and where to divide them. There's 2 most important rules that we'll review again regarding syllables and the vowels. The first rule is long vowels always end a syllable. So let's say you have the word baruch. Ba is a komatz gadol, ba, so that letter alone, ba, contains a vowel, that's a long vowel, a, with the letter bays, going ba, And that is an entire syllable. We also have the next syllable, which is ruch, ru, which is also a long vowel, and that closes it up itself as well. So those are the long vowels. The letter with its vowel, and sometimes we'll discuss shva in a minute, that follows a long vowel, always begins a new syllable. On the other hand, rule two, short vowels, they are with a letter, always demand that the letter and vowel, or a shva as we'll discuss, that follow the letter with the short vowel, close the syllable. So, for example, if you've got the word Yisrael, the yud that goes yi is a short vowel and it needs to be closed by the next letter, which is the s sound, and that closes it to yis. We'll discuss this more with more examples, so don't worry if you don't understand everything right now. But right now you have to know there are five long vowels and there are five short vowels. There's also one other, the two vertical dots under the letter, which we called the shva. Until now, we said that the shva makes no sound. But now we're going to learn that there are two types of shva, one that does not make a sound and one that does. There is one kind of shva that's called a shva na, which is a moving shva, where the two dots makes the sound I, like in the word little, goes I. So, for example, in the word shema, you've got two dots under the shin. We do not pronounce it shma, but rather shma, shema. So that's a moving shva to new, that's a shva na. On the other hand, we have the ones you've known till now, a resting shva, which does not make any sound, and it just has the sound of the letter itself. Again, as in the word Yisrael, the two dots under the sin don't make any sound, and it goes Yisrael. What's the function of these two shvas? The shva na will always begin a new syllable and will have to have a letter attached to it. We must remember that a shva is not considered technically in Hebrew a vowel like the other 10 vowels. We can treat it, so to speak, as a half vowel, and therefore the shva noch, the resting one, is a half vowel, and it has a, basically serves the function of completing the syllable that was started before. So just as the yi of Yisrael is a short vowel, it needs something to close it, and the shva noch closes it, so yi ends the syllable with yis. On the other hand, a shva na, as we said, is pronounced like the letter, like the sound eh. Again, the shva na is not really a vowel, it's a half vowel. It does not need to be closed, but it will be an inseparable part of the next part of the consonant and vowel that follow it as a syllable, as will be explained. So the word sh does not need to be closed. The shva na does not need to be closed, but it will bleed on. It's not a syllable either, because a syllable must have a vowel, one vowel with at least a letter. So therefore, the syllable would be shema, would be one syllable, because it only has one vowel, and the sh of the shva na moves the letter. That's the basics that we need to know. Basically, we've got long vowels and short vowels. The long vowels can stand on their own. They don't need to be closed. The short vowels need to be closed. And one of the easiest ways to close one is with a shva noch, a resting shva that concludes the syllable. And for that matter, the vowel, the entire vowel that needs to be closed. So therefore, if we have the two words shema Yisrael, sheh, sh, the eh, is a shva na which moves. It's a half syllable. It's a half vowel, but it's not a syllable because it does not have a major vowel. So then it goes she together with ma, shema, is one complete syllable because it has the full vowel of the patach a, and all the other letters accompany that. The shema does not need to be closed, and therefore it can be pronounced shema. While the word Yisrael, the Yi, is a short vowel, it needs to be closed with the two dots on the letters under the sin. So it's Yis. The next vowel, Ra, is a large, the next syllable is a large vowel in Aw, a Kamatz Gadol, and it's Ra. And following that is Ael, which has two dots, which is a long vowel as well. So Yis. Ra, ale, has three syllables in that word. So with that introduction, let's take a look. Now, there's many more rules that we need to know, but we're just going to read lesson one and read the blessings for the candle lighting and the lechada prayer. There's also a little trick we mentioned that when you're looking at words, we have to also know when to accent the words. Generally speaking, the accent is on the last syllable of the word, unless there's a little notation. And that notation is going to be a small vertical line under the letters next to the vowels. And that's a tip-off that that's where you accent the word. How you will know without those markings, when you're in a sitter without those markings, you'd have to know a lot of rules. But right now, if you just look at that, you will be able to recognize that. So let's take a look on page one, and let's read this page slowly and carefully as I will accent it properly and try to notice the various vowels, if they're long or short vowels. So the first line says, Baruch Atah Adonai. The ba is a long vowel. The ru is a long vowel. On the other hand, the word ata, the a is a short vowel, and we will see it somehow gets closed with the ta, which we have not yet explained, and we will in future classes. But we would read the word, the line, Baruch Atah Adonai. The next line would be read, Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. You see under the first hey and hey, there's that little vertical line that says to pronounce the hey, Eloheinu. The next word, there's a vertical line next to the eh, so it's Melech Ha'olam. The next line, Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvosav v'tzivonu lehadlik ner shel Shabbos. Not Shabbos, but Shabbos, because the accent is always at the end. Notice the word lehadlik. We would not pronounce it lehadlik, but lehadlik, because the hey, the ah, the hey ha sound is a short vowel, must be closed with a resting shva. The word lehadlik, the first shva under the lamed, is a shva na, golden rule. A shva at the beginning of a word always is a moving shva. So we would pronounce it le, but then the next syllable, had, and leek. Lehadlik ner shel Shabbos. So let's read the entire bracha now before we light candles. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav V'tzivonu Lehadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. The next prayer is the Lecha Dodi prayer that we say when we welcome the Shabbos. The first two lines is the chorus, and the next section is the next part of the verses that we have. And there's the one chorus, two lines, and there's a selection of the first and the last verse. We would read it as follows. Lecha dodi lik ras kala pene shabbos nikabala. Again, you see, lecha, the shva under the lamed is a shva that moves. Le, lecha. It's only one syllable. The ah is the only syllable. Everything else are the letters that go around the syllable. The next word, do, di, is two syllables, do and di. The next word, likras, is not likeras, but likras, because under the kuf is a shva nach that closes the lamed. The next two lines, shamor vizachor bidibur echod. So in the singing of the song, it would sound like this. Lecha dodi likras kahala penei shabbos nikabela. Lecha dodi likras kahala penei shabbos nikabela. And now we go on to the first verse. Shamor v'zachor b'dibur echad. Next line. Hish mi'onu el hammiyuchad. Adonoi echad. Ushmo echad. L'shem ul siferes. V'lis hila. And the last verse is Bowie, see under the bays, there's that vertical line. Bowie vishalom, ateres ba'lo, gam besimcha, uv tzahala. Toch emunai, am sigula, bowie chala, bowie chala. Again in bowie vishalom. Again, you see again, in ve, the two dots is a shva, no, it moves it. Ve, and then sha, visha is one syllable, and lom is another syllable. I draw your attention to the fifth line from the bottom, the word ul siferes. I did not pronounce it ul siferes, because there's very complicated rules, and you'll just trust me for now, and I will explain it. But whenever you have an u in front of a word followed by a shva, although the u is a large vowel, but for reasons that need to be explained, it must rest with the shva noch of the lamed. So it's ul, and then we have sif eres. So that way the l'cha dodi will sing the entire part now. Lecha dodi likras kahala penei shabbos nikabela. Lecha dodi likras kahala penei shabbos nikabela. Shamor v'zachor b'dibur echad. Hishmianu el hamiyuchad. Adonoi echad ushmo echad. L'shem ul siferes velisihila. Going back to the chorus. L'cha hadodi likras kahala p'nei shabbos nikabela. And then the last verse. Bowi v'shalom ateres ba'lo gam b'simcha uv tzahala toch emunei. Am segula, bowie chahala, bowie chahala. We conclude with the chorus. Lecha hadodi likras kala, p'nei shabbos nikabela. Should note that traditional songs, it's difficult to have the accents pronounced exactly the way they should be read. So as I read them, we were more careful of accenting things exactly correctly. But with the songs, it's a little bit more of a challenge and needs more practice to accent them properly. So please, for this coming class, Make sure you can read this page properly. Make sure that you can identify as well as possible, though we have not explained the difference between the komatz godol and the komatz katan. When you see the all, which one is a long or a short, those are rules we will still have to learn. But you should be able to identify all the others. You should be able to begin to see where a shva na is and a shva nach in the beginning. We'll learn more rules. But clearly every shva in the beginning of a word will always be a na, which will move it. It will be a half syllable that will require another vowel, a full vowel with a letter afterwards to make it a full syllable. And then there's the other shva, the resting shva, that generally comes after the short vowels that need to be closed. As we say again, the easiest way to remember that is the two words Shema Yisrael. The sh in Shema is a shvana. It moves. It's at the beginning of word. It's one long syllable, Shema, while Yis, the two dots under the sin are closing the chirik chaser of the yih. So it's Yis, one syllable, Ra is a second syllable, and El, which is a third syllable. So we will want you all to know the 10 vowels, the half vowel of shvanah, shvanach, and how to read this page of one and to identify the shva, if it's a nach or a na. Have a great day.